So this is a short lecture about cell potency. The way we might want to think about cell potency is it's the cell's ability to differentiate into other cell types. Remember, a sperm and an egg come together and they form a zygote. And from that moment on, we go through mitosis many, many times to make trillions of cells that make us up. And during those incidents of mitosis, there will eventually be differentiation into different cell types. And the more cell types a cell can differentiate into, we consider it to have greater potency. And so we can think of potency on a continuum from the most potent to the least potent. And the three words we're going to consider today are totipotent, pluripotent, and multipotent. And if you go to the next slide where it talks about totipotency, the word totus is total and potus means powerful. And so totipotent really means totally or all powerful. And totipotency lasts for about 4 days after fertilization. And the reason they're called totipotent is because, first of all, they give rise to other totipotent cells during mitosis. And also, if you take any one of those cells, you can produce an entire new organism, the three germ layers, ectoderm, mesoderm, endoderm, and the extra embryonic tissue, like the placenta. So this is where twins, identical twins, are formed when you take, during these first few days of life, and these, two totipotent cells go off and make two new organisms, and they're identical because they came from the original totipotent cell. In most animals, the only cells that are truly totipotent would be the fertilized egg, which is the zygote, and the immediate descendants, up to about 4 days. But in plants, the fascinating thing is plant cells can remain totipotent for the entire lifetime of the plant. So you can just cut off a piece of the plant, stick it in a piece of soil, and voila, you've got a whole new plant. So you can regenerate an entire plant from any part of the plant, which is pretty darn amazing. You can't do that with people. Okay, next slide is about pluripotency. And that word, pluris, comes from the Latin root many or several. And so pluripotency means many or several powerful. And this is in contrast to totipotency, which is all powerful. And these pluripotent cells can give rise to all three germ layers, the ectoderm, the mesoderm, and the endoderm, and all resulting types of cells that we, possibly have. And what pluripotent cells cannot do is they can't create extra embryonic tissue like the placenta, and they can't create an entire new organism. And the most famous pluripotent cells are the embryonic stem cells, which you've probably read about. These are not totipotent. You cannot take an embryonic stem cell and create a whole new organism from it. But what you can do is an embryonic stem cell can become any cell type. We have about 220 different cell types in humans, and an embryonic stem cell can differentiate into any one of those 220 types. And we can get these embryonic stem cells from this place called the inner cell mass, which is the result of early divisions of the zygote. It's inside a thing called the blastocyst. And these are usually, you can get a hold of these between day 5 and day 7 in human embryos. So it's very early in life that they can get these embryonic stem cells. Now, multipotency, this is our next slide, can give rise to many, many cell types, but not all cell types. So there are people who refer to multipotent cells as pluripotent cells. And so you want to be aware of this confusion. Adult stem cells are multipotent. Okay, that's different than embryonic stem cells. Embryonic stem cells are pluripotent. They can become any of the 220 cell types. Adult stem cells are multipotent, and they can become many different types of adult tissue, but not all types of adult tissue. So, for example, we've been studying the blood, and the stem cell for all blood cells is an example of an adult stem cell, and it is multipotent. It can become any of the different blood cell types, but that's it. And this particular blood stem cell that we've been talking about is called the pluripotent hematopoietic cell. Now, what you need to know is from this original cell, we can produce all the different blood cells that we have. This pluripotent hematopoietic cell can make a new organism, so it's not totally potent. It's just multipotent or pluripotent. And once again, these terms become fuzzy, pluripotent, multipotent. It's called hematopoietic because hemato means blood and poietic means to make. And so if we do a rough translation of pluripotent hematopoietic cell, it would be a cell that is powerful because it makes many types of blood cells. Okay, so that's where that term comes from. And technically, you know, we call it multipotent, but once again, you can call it pluripotent, but the true definition of a pluripotent cell is one that can become any of the 220 cell types. But different journals and different books use these terms kind of interchangeably, so we're not going to be hard and fast with this. Okay, the next slide is just about the derivation of the blood cells. We can basically break blood cells down into three categories. Red blood cells, known as erythrocytes. So know that term, erythro. Erythro is the Greek word for red. So it means a red cell, red blood cell. They basically have one function. They're there to transport oxygen and some carbon dioxide, but mainly oxygen to the tissues and bring carbon dioxide back. Platelets are little fragments. They don't really have a nuclei, and they're important in initiating blood clotting. And finally, what we're really talking about in this unit, white blood cells, known as leukocytes, and the word leuko is the Greek word for white, and obviously cyte is cell. And white blood cells, you know, their purpose is to simply defend against the bad guys, the invaders, the pathogens. And there are many different kinds of white blood cells, and we can classify them into two broad types, phagocytes and lymphocytes. And when we go to our last slide, you'll see a nice sort of genealogy, if you will, of blood cells. And you'll see that at the base of all blood cells is that pluripotent hematopoietic cell. That is the stem cell that resides inside the bone marrow. And then it will differentiate into one of two types of sort of multipotent cells. One is the myeloid progenitor cell, which is where we get our red blood cells, our platelets, and all our phagocytes. And then the other cell that the pluripotent hematopoietic cell will differentiate into is the lymphoid progenitor cell, and that is the origin of B cells, T cells, and natural killer cells, which are all categorized as they're derived from the lymphoid progenitor cell. And that's kind of where the cell, all these different white blood cells come from, and also red and platelets. And don't get confused. Just think totipotent. The key thing about totipotent is you can create a brand new organism from it and anything else you want, any other tissue from a totipotent. Those are only around for about 4 days after fertilization. Then there's a window where we get pluripotent cells. And the pluripotent are specifically, the most famous one is the embryonic stem cell. And that one is, you know, usually around from 5 to 7 days. And the embryonic stem cell, what's really great about it is pluripotent. It can basically become any of one of our 220 cell types. And that's pretty awesome. And that's why scientists like to use it. And we will see in the future what happens with research into embryonic stem cells. And then finally, these cells differentiate further into what are called multipotent cells, which can become a limited number of cell types, maybe, you know, 10 cell types, you know, like in the case of the pluripotent hematopoietic cell, you know, maybe you can make a dozen different cells from that original cell. And, you know, that comprises all of the all the white and red blood cells. Okay, that's it.